Thank you, Papa, for the honor and the privilege to be here again this morning. Amen. I want to appreciate all our fathers and elders and brothers for your labor and sacrifice in the house of God. Amen. So I'm just going to share to add to all that the Lord has been doing with us from last night. I think the Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part. So as we seek the Lord will bring different parts, different perspective from different vessels that captures the emphasis of God for us in the season. And so for me, one of the things that the Lord majorly began to share with me, with us as we enter into the year, which I began to share yesterday, is that the Lord started emphasizing and calling us to a new season of consecration and intimacy. A new season of consecration and intimacy. And that's why yesterday, the Lord began to bring the prophetic picture of a place in the desert, the last, one of the last areas where the children of Israel camped before they enter into the promised land called Kadesh Barnea. And we saw yesterday that in Kadesh Barnea, that was where Miriam died. And that was where the children of Israel provoked Moses to rebel against the instructions of God. And it was because of what Moses and Aaron did at Kadesh Barnea that was the reason why Moses and Aaron did not enter into the promised land. And we also saw that God brought judgment upon many of the children of Israel that came out of Egypt. And because they did not honor the Lord, because they were a people of disobedience, because they did not show faith towards the promises of God, many of them did not enter the promised land. When you read the book of Numbers, chapter 13 down, you will see that it was at Kadesh Barnea that Moses, instructed that Joshua and Caleb, among the other spies, should go into the promised land, the land that flows with milk and honey, and bring back reports. So much happened at Kadesh Barnea. But we know that what God is telling us in this season, the emphasis of God for us, as he tells us that we are in that place right now in the body of Christ as we sojourn, is that the Lord is placing a deeper emphasis on consecration, on intimacy, because of the times that are ahead of us. I know that we enter into the year with so much happening in the body of Christ, some of the prophetic utterance that our father gave and all the shakings that we started seeing. I'll share a little bit on that, but for me, one of the reasons why the Lord started emphasizing on consecration and intimacy is because God wants to prepare us for the last days. God wants to prepare us to be able to stand and lead men into the truth against what the sons of Belial, against what the Balaams, the generation of Balaams will do in the last days. Balaam was a prophet who also understood the way of sorcery. He understood the power of divination. He was like an amphibian. He was like a man who will live both on the land and on the water. You know, amphibian creature. Balaam was like that. So he knew the way of the prophetic. He knew how to secure the hand of God to speak. And Balaam was also skilled in the art of sorcery and divination. So he was a two-faced man. He was a two-faced kind of person. And so the Lord began to make me understand that we have entered into the season where we are going to see that kind of Balaam-shaped prophetic expression increase in the body of Christ. And for some of them, there will be people who were genuinely called by God, and along the line, they traded their souls because they could not wait for the timing, the dealings, and the processes of God. And then there will be some that were originally sent from the regions of darkness to plunder the heritage of God. And so we're going to see these two kinds of prophetic expression in the body of Christ, coming into the fold, coming to deceive, and all of that. We're going to see an increase and a rise. But for me, there is a burden that the Lord brings as he calls us to a new level of consecration and to a new level of intimacy. The Bible shows us in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, you will hear John share his vision about the beast rising from the sea. I want you to put verse 11. In verse 11, John said, "And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon." He's saying this beast has an appearance as a lamb. But if you probe by discernment, you are going to be hearing the voice of a dragon. So his appearance is as a lamb. So everybody can see it and mistaking it for the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Or to mistaking this lamb to be one that is sent from the Lamb of God. But it will take discernment, which we are beginning to see God increasing discernment in the camp of people who are willing to learn truth. It will take discernment to be able to go past the physical form of a lamb to be able to hear that this is actually a beast that has the voice of a dragon. And then verse 13 and 14. It says, "And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." Verse 14. "And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by his sword and did live." The focus here is that this beast that has the form of a lamb and the voice of a dragon, the Bible says, it will have the ability to work so much miracles such that he could bring fire from heaven. I mean, when you see a prophet that brings fire from heaven, you will say that's the Elijah dimension. And so it will take people of discernment to be able to know. Because part of the, you know, the things that some people bring in the body of Christ, the people that have been beguiled, as corrections come, as direction comes, they say, "Can you do half of the things that these people do? If you do not have the result of these people, keep quiet." And so people who do not really understand scripture cannot bring up an intelligent argument. It says, in the last days, the people that will come with the image of the beast, they will have the ability to do such extreme signs and wonders. We are just seeing the sign of Elijah here, having the ability to call down fire from heaven. If a man does this, how on earth are you going to be able to prove to people that this person is false? Put Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. You see, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which it deceived them that received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone." So if we look at the book of Revelation, we will see the satanic trinity of the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon himself. And so God is telling us that we are entering into the days where we are going to see the increased activity of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And the Bible says these guys will have so much capacity in the supernatural, though in the demonic, such that many will be deceived and led astray. He said the beast, the false prophet, will have power to call down fire from heaven, will have power to do many miracles. Many miracles. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 8, it tells us about the last days. How the man of sin will come by many deceiving signs and wonders and miracles. He will lead many away into perdition. And so part of the insight that God begins to give in dreams of the night, in my times of fellowship, God began to say, it's a season for people who will contend for a deeper level of the supernatural. Because it is going to be through miracles, through the supernatural, that the false prophet and the beast will lead many astray. Many will be deceived because of the supernatural. And if the sons of light do not press into the supernatural, there's no other way you will convince people. There is no other way you will convince people. And so God said, partly because the reason why God is calling us to emphasize consecration and intimacy is because God wants to begin to exalt the horns of faithful people. God wants to begin to increase our capacity in the supernatural. God wants to awaken a new level of hunger. You see, the Bible talks about the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 19, that when he got into Ephesus, he saw all kinds of darkness and idolatry. He tried to dispute with the Jews in the temple and they would not listen. The Bible says he separated some of the disciples to the school of one called Tyrannus. And they were meeting daily for the space of 2 years. Paul was teaching and they were praying and interceding. They were engaging the realm of the spirit. And suddenly they began to receive feedback in the city of Ephesus. The Bible says, and God, verse 11, and God began to wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of Paul to those that were diseased, and the disease left them and the demons departed from them. And how that certain sons of Sceva came and laid hold of a man who was demonized and tried to, you know, minister deliverance to him. And you know the report, what happened. How the man pounced on them. And the Bible said the fear of the Lord came into the city, and many brought their magic book, their materials of witchcraft, and laid it at the feet of the Lord. And the scripture said the word of the Lord grew mightily in the city, and the word of God prevailed. And the Bible says, so that in the period of 2 years, everyone within Asia heard the word of God. Now, Paul was laboring with the disciples, with the sons, in the school of Tyrannus. Paul was teaching, they were praying, but they kept that on for 2 years, such that there was an outbreak in the supernatural. God began to do special miracles by the hands of Paul. And the whole land was subdued through the supernatural. Paul had been laboring, preaching and teaching, but there was another measure of the work of God that came into the city because of the supernatural. And so when the Lord began to tell me that we are going to see an increase of an increasing manifestation of the supernatural in the demonic, by which many will be deceived. That there is a clarion call for sons of God in this season to press into the supernatural. If by miracles and false wonders many will be led astray, we need to use the supernatural and the scripture as tools to lead many to the way of the Lord. And so God calls us to consecration. He calls us to a new level of intimacy, because in the realm of the spirit, what God is doing in this season is that God is exalting the horns of people. God is increasing the capacity of people so that we can enter into another measure of the supernatural. Luke chapter 24, verse 19. Luke 24. And he said unto them, what things? And they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and the people. He was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and the people. You remember in Luke chapter 7, when the son of the widow, the only surviving son of the widow of Nain, died. The Bible said they were taking the child, they were taking the boy for burial. And when Jesus saw them, Jesus reached out and touched the dead body and he came back. And the testimony of the people was that God had visited his people, and a great prophet has been raised in the company of his people. God has visited his people. And he has raised a great prophet among them. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Deuteronomy chapter 34 from verse 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. And in all that mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. And so Jesus came as a prophet like unto Moses, because he said, the Lord your God shall raise you a prophet like unto me, and him you shall listen to in all things. And so we see that Moses was that man, Moses was that prophet that God raised with signs and with wonders to bring his people out of Egypt, the land of bondage. And the testimony that the disciple gave concerning Jesus, that the people gave concerning Jesus, that Jesus was a prophet mighty in deed and word. Acts chapter 1. Luke writing, he said, the former treatise have I written of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. He was not only teaching, there was demonstration. There was something, there was a supernatural that Jesus was demonstrating, and people will gather and receive from the Lord, and then he will begin to teach them the mysteries of the kingdom. He will speak to them in parable. When we're growing up, we learned in Sunday school that parables of the Bible are earthly stories with heavenly meaning. But you see, before Jesus will do that, Jesus will use the supernatural to draw them as a bait. And in the Old Testament, that's why the garment of the priest has both the bell. There is a bell attached to the garment of the priest and the fruit of pomegranate, which shows that a priest of God should have both the bell and the pomegranate. It shows that in the New Testament, if we are going to be competent messengers of God, we must have the bell which attracts people, which is actually the gift of the Spirit and the workings of the supernatural. And then the pomegranate there stands for the fruit of the Spirit. These two must be on the garment of the priest. We cannot choose the way of the pomegranate and say we want to excuse the way of the bell because certain people have brought corruption. We cannot say we will not press into the supernatural because certain people have brought perversion. And so the call of God, the emphasis of God for us in this season, as to the reason why God calls for a new level of consecration and intimacy, is so that people can be given new measures from God. Because it's by the supernatural in the last days that the sons of darkness, the company of Balaam, will lead many people astray. And God is saying, I am calling my own prophets. I am calling my sons. I'm calling people into a new season of consecration, into a new season of intimacy, so that another measure of the supernatural will be released upon your ministry and upon your life. That our ministries will be like Jesus. All that Jesus began both to do and to teach. And he showed himself alive to the disciples after his passion with many infallible proof. You see, as we teach truth, as we disciple people, I tell you, the supernatural in this season is going to be a major tool to turn men to the heart of the Father. If the false prophet and the beast are going to come by miracles and many will be deceived and led astray into perdition, God is saying, what I'm doing in this season is that I'm raising sons. I'm raising people that will be willing to pay the price of consecration, the price of intimacy, so that I can exalt their horn. Psalm 132 verse 17, he said, I have ordained a lamb for my anointed, and I will cause the horn of my servant David to burn. So what God is doing in this season is that people who are faithful, who are willing to pay the price for consecration, for intimacy, is going to cause your horn to burn. He's going to give you the lamp by which you will see through darkness. Job said, as it was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle and his light was upon my head, he says, by his light I walked through darkness. So these are the days that as you give to intimacy, God is going to cause your lamp, your burner, your intensity to become bright. You are going to have light. You are going to have light by which you will walk through darkness. But the demands of God, because we are actually in Kadesh Barnea, if we are going to enter into the inheritance of the things that the fathers have walked in, if God is going to release graces of power, graces of the supernatural, as he has ordained in this season, for us to stand inside and contend with the Jannes and the Jambres, then men must come into consecration. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8. He said, just the way Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. He said, in the last day, there will be such men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. They are men of corrupt mind. They are men with reprobate soul. They are set on a course. Concerning the faith, the Bible says such people are reprobate. Say, just the way Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, who were the magicians in the palace. He said, in these last days, there will be such men that will stand against the truth. Such men that will be bold in the path of iniquity. Such men that will be bold in the path of unrighteousness. And so if we are going to stand, because the battle of the last days will be between light and darkness, we are coming into the days of power showdown again, as it was on the Mount Carmel. And so the people who bear the testimony of God must know that place in God where power is kept. They must know how to move the right hand of God. Because the harvest of the nations is going to come into the kingdom through the demonstrations of signs, through the demonstrations of the supernatural. That's the reason why God is calling us. God is saying, guys, we are in Kadesh Barnea and we need to pay the price for utmost obedience. He said, don't follow their murmuring. Don't become idolaters. Don't tempt God like the children of Israel did. Paul said, all these things that happened to them were written to us as an example upon whom the end of the world has come. And so it is a time to go all out in your faith walk with God. It's a time to grow your root deeper. It's a time for consecration. It's a time for intimacy. I had a dream the early hours of the morning. And in the dream, the person that I actually saw, I just thought God was speaking specifically about him. But as I began to meditate and pray, I knew that God was speaking about a bigger picture. I had a dream and I saw Evangelist Shala. And it was like he just dropped from a crusade platform. And I saw that he was holding several crutches and wheelchair. And in his manner, he sat on a wheelchair. You know how it is, how evangelists do. When people are healed and he asks a woman to push him. And I saw crutches, I saw all of that. And I said, Lord, what is this? Are you just speaking concerning him? God has to use that to show us, because he's a man of the field. So the Lord had to use that to show us what is calling us into the new season. That there are people who will need to stay and consecrate before God because of what God wants to add. Because of this measure that God wants to add for this new season. Meanwhile, why that is also prophetic to what God is speaking to our company and the family of believers that are here. I also know that God is speaking a specific word to him as an evangelist. That is going to be a season of increase in signs and the supernaturals and territories where he had entered before and labored. There is going to be an outbreak. Because the harvest that we talk about, we will need to bring these things. You know, the Lord began to draw my attention. In John chapter 4 verse 48, Jesus said, except they see signs and wonders, they will in no way believe. And in John chapter 6 verse 2, the Bible said the multitude followed Jesus because they saw the miracles that he wrought on them that were diseased. That became a bait. Luke chapter 6 verse 2. The multitude followed Jesus because they saw the signs. Great multitude followed him because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And so before the multitude will have time to listen as to whether what he's teaching is truth or is falsehood, they will follow first because of the miracles. They will follow first because of the miracles. I saw a man went to Taraba State, and I thought our people in the, you know, in the Northeast, I thought a lot of us are Orthodox people from maybe Lutheran Church, the Equa. When I saw the place, I knew that God is calling us to a new level of consecration. Or else we are not going to have answers to our generation in the days to come. We will bring the word of the Lord, but God said we must contend. God is calling that we must contend. Because there is a separation that God is doing in this season. And Jesus is our pattern man of all that he began both to do and to teach. And I see people who have been handling the scripture in all faithfulness, and God says in this season, there is going to be an increase in the supernatural. There's going to be an increase in the supernatural. And you know, I will have series of dreams where I will see women, I will see children, young children praying for people in school. You know, my 9-year-old daughter pray for her mates to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. And God said the reason why he's calling to consecration is because of what he wants to release. Because of what he wants to release. Because of what he wants to pour upon us. The Bible says without holiness, no one will see the Lord. It says our God is a consuming fire. And so if God will pour this dimension upon us in this season, for the days to come, he calls for a higher level of consecration. He calls for a higher level of separation. So let your garment always be white and let your head lack no oil. For me, that's the watchword in this season. Let your garment always be white and let your head lack no oil. That's the watchword. Whether you're on the street, whether you're on the church, wherever you are, if you're going to be part of what the Lord is doing in this season, let your garments always be white and let your head lack no oil. It's a call. It's a call. It's a call. You know, when I came here and we're praying, I saw students in Adulam coming out of the bus in the village, and I saw the supernatural happening. I saw an outburst of the supernatural. And God said, watch out this year. You are going to see a major outburst in the supernatural that will begin with the Bible school student. You will go to villages, you will go into the field, and you will come back with so much testimony and harvest that will happen in those places like it has never been recorded in the Bible school. And some of you will be done from the Bible school, and the Lord will send you to parts of the north. Because I saw people from this house sent to the hinterlands. I saw them in the north. I saw some young people in Zamfara. I saw some people in Katsina. I saw some people in the extreme north, because the hand of the Lord will take them there. Because there is a supply of the Spirit. There is a call for men to go deeper with God. They say, they that go to the sea in sheep and do business in deep waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. The wonders of God are in the deep. For many who have been in shallow waters for too long, there is a sound, there is a trumpet call from the heavens for men to go deeper. They say, come deeper, come deeper. John in Revelation chapter 4, he said, and a door was opened in heaven, and I heard a voice saying unto me, come up hither, and I will show you things to come. I believe that we are coming into the days where God will raise the Micaiahs. People who will say, I stood in the council of the Lord, and I heard when the Lord was asking, who shall go and deceive these ones? And a spirit appeared before the Lord and said, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets. People who will come into that throne room experience. People who will be willing to pay the price for intimacy. People will be willing to pay the price for consecration. The reason why God will require consecration, God will require that we press into intimacy, because there are going to be spoils of war. And you see, spoils of war have the tendency of spoiling revival if men are not one with the heart of God. So there are going to be spoils of war. We have not seen spoils yet. The days that are upon us, there is a joy that is coming like the joy of farmers. How farmers rejoice in the harvest season. How warriors rejoice when they gather spoil. There is that level of joy that is coming into the congregation of the righteous because of what God will begin to do in this season. For thus hear the Lord, I will shed the heavens and the earth, the land and the sea, and I will cause the desire of the nations to come. For the silver and the gold is mine, says the Lord, and I will fill this house with my glory. For the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. And in this place the Lord shall grant peace. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Whatever you thought you have seen as glory is nothing compared to what the Lord is bringing. For the days of the glory of the Lord is upon us. The days of the glory of our King is upon us. The days where he will cause both the silver and the gold to come into his holy temple. But intimacy, consecration will precede the days. Will precede the days of the outstretched arm of God. They will precede the days where gold and silver will come. We have not seen anything yet. We have not seen anything yet. God is calling to consecration. God is calling to intimacy. He's calling as he begins to shake. As he begins to shake the heavens and the earth, the land and the seas. Men that will be willing to go deeper with him. Men that will be willing to move from the outer court, the holy place, into the most holy place. God will give you a name that no man knows. He will bring you into the deep place. He will cause you to eat of the tree of life. Consecration and intimacy will bring us into the secrets of God. Oh, there will be days of mysteries. The carriers of the mysteries of God will arise. The carriers of the signs of God, they will arise. But will you be willing to pay the price of consecration? Will you be willing to say, though our outward man perishes, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day? And so for many of you, as you journey through the year, the spirit of life will place a burden to you. God will call you to journey in fasting. He will call you to journey in prayer. He will call you into places that you have not been before. For he told Peter, when you were a child, when you were young, you could afford to go wherever you wanted. But when you become old, you will stretch your hand and another will lead you even to the place that you do not desire. And so these are the days that the Spirit of God will drive us beyond our will. He will drive us beyond our desire to experience his glory. He will push us so that his purposes can be established, so that his purposes can be preserved. Hola basaliando. Havilia Manate, can you bless him? Can you bless him? There is a clarion call. It's time to move from shallow waters. It's time to go deeper, 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 so that we can see the works of the Lord, so that we can see the wonders of our God. Can you say, Lord, I yield my spirit, I yield my flesh, I yield my body. It's time to go deeper. There is a call. Come up hither, and I will show you things that will come to pass hereafter. Hereafter, the mysteries concerning your family, the secrets of your family will be unveiled. They will be unveiled. Suddenly your eyes will burn. Suddenly your eyes will see. Suddenly your ears will hear.
They will hear the inaudible. Your eyes will see the invisible. And you will begin to do the impossible. Alabailo barata. Asibandiakoba bayade. Abeleando rabababo. Men that will do the work of the evangelist. I hear the Lord saying, this is your time. Whether you are a teacher, whether you are a Sunday school teacher, whether you are a pastor, a housewife, an intercessor, a prophet, an apostle, God is saying, there is oil for the field. There is oil for the field. Woe to God that the columns of God will rise. I said, give me this mountain. I am 80 years old, but my strength is not abated as it was in the days that Moses, the servant of the Lord, spake. My strength is not abated. There is oil for the field. There is oil for the field. There is oil for the field. Oil. 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 I see the Lord giving your lamp oil. Giving your lamp oil. Giving your lamp oil. There is oil in the house. There is oil in the house. For this is the house of oil. For this is the house of bread. I see the two olive trees. I see the two olive trees that stand before the God of the earth. He said, these two witnesses, they are the two olive trees. They are the two lampstands that stand before the God of the earth. So we have come into the days of the witnesses of God. Of the witnesses of God. Of the witnesses of God. Olive trees are emerging from our company. Olive trees are emerging from the body of Christ. The two lampstands that will bring the light of salvation to the darkest part of the earth. They are rising. They are rising. They are rising. Can you say, Lord, give me oil? Lord, give me oil. Lord, give me oil. I want to stand before you in this season as the two olive trees. I want to stand as a lampstand. I want to be a witness, a witness, a witness by the oil of the Spirit, a witness by the fire that burns from the womb of the Spirit. Ora mama saile, saile. Receive oil from heaven. Receive oil. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. For the harvest field is ripe, but the laborers are few. The laborers are few. The laborers are few, for there are many out there that will not believe except you go with the signs of the risen Christ, of the risen Christ, of the risen Christ. I see people that the Lord is giving oil for evangelism, oil for soul winning, oil for soul winning. A passion that will set your heart on fire. Your soul will be restless except the bidding of the master is done. That every day you will wake up and say, the king's business require haste. The king's business require haste. The king's business require haste. 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 For the days of slumbering are over. Arise, O church. Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. Christ shall give thee light. Alabaka bariando rabababas, rariando rabia mandiliaka, akabandiato ababalate. There are some young people I see. God is giving oil for your campus, oil for your campus, oil for the marketplace. Oil for the street. Oil for the street. Right now as I speak, the hand of the Lord comes on them. The hand of the Lord comes on them. The hand of the Lord come. Oh sister, the hand of the Lord is upon you. is upon you. It's upon you. It's upon you. For the glory of Lebanon shall rest upon his people. For the dew of heaven is upon the people of God. For the rivers of God have been released. The rivers of God have been released. For even the feeble shall become strong. Even the weak shall become strong. Weep not, for the Lord cometh to you, and he shall come and save you. He shall come and save you. He shall come and save you. For these are the days that the eyes of the blind shall see, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, and the lame shall leap like the deer. The lame shall leap like the deer, and the wilderness shall become a spring of water. For the dry places shall become a blossoming garden, says the Lord. For I will move once again upon my army, and I will cause the congregation of the righteous to seek my face, and I will be the dew in the midst of the desert. I will bring refreshing, I will bring grace, I will cause the eyes of many to see. You will see the harvest field, and your heart shall burn. Yea, your soul shall be aflame, and you shall go forth like sons of the kingdom, bearing the light of God into the dark places of the earth. And you shall bring the heritage of the Lord, and you shall bring the lost souls. For I yet have many that are not of this fold. And I am empowering my people, and I am giving my people burning hearts, so that you will go after them. Halema Masuba. Shakambi Andos. Ilebariando Rebekeba. Haliambo Rogobolosia. For in the days of the healing revival in the 1940s and 50s, most of the evangelists, the Lord began to call them to fasting. He began to call them to consecration. He began to raise the Oral Robert, the T.L. Osborne, the Bram, the Jaco. He called them to a season of consecration. He called them to a season of fasting. All I see, what I see in this season, is that God is putting flames. Flames upon the hands of people. Flames upon the hearts of people. Sons of thunder are rising again. They are rising again. For you shall leave this place, and the witness of my spirit shall yet remain upon your heart. And you will not be able to lay upon the bed, and your heart shall wonder and say, shall I sleep when my father's field is unkempt? Hey! 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 I am on my Messiah. I am on my Messiah. There is a supply of the Spirit. There is a supply. There is a supply. There is a supply. Receive the supply. Receive the supply. Receive the supply. For I, the Lord, will be the spirit of judgment upon them that sit in judgment. I will be strength to them that take the battle to the gate. For now you will arise with the strength of the Lord, and you will confront the gates of hell, and you will not be afraid. For my people shall be strong. My people shall be strong. My people shall know the excellency of my power. They shall be my witnesses, for they shall not be few, says the Spirit of grace. For there shall be many that I will raise in this hour. Halaba. Halamando Rababandi. Rabambandi Ando. Akiyamandi Allah. Hakiyamandaliando Rabele Ilabariando Rebebebes. There's someone the Lord is deserving growth. Growth. I'm seeing lumps, lumps, lumps. And you were even told that it's ovarian cysts, polycysts, multiple cysts, multiple cysts. Lord, I ask that by your fire, that by your fire that consumes, you will lay your hand upon such one. You will cause the plantings of the enemy to dissolve, to dissolve, to dissolve, to dissolve by your holy flames. Alabariando koba balate, shamandia koba balade. Is there someone with the name Gina? I don't know if it's Regina, but I just heard like Gina. 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 If you are here, I want to speak. Whether it's Regina, I don't know the full name, but I heard Gina. The Lord wants to put something on your life. I see the Lord blocking away the plantings of darkness from this life. Blocking away Regina or Gina. I just heard Gina. Gina. You are Gina? Lift up your hands to the Lord. For I see the hand of the Lord coming upon you. I'm seeing the Lord doing a work in your body. I'm seeing the Lord touching. There's a planting that God is removing from your body. He's removing from your body. And even that which has to do with the hormones. The hormones. I hear the Lord say, I'm crossing it. I'm crossing that affliction. I'm crossing that which the enemy has planted. And I'm changing the reports. I'm changing the reports. You will not be afraid for that which has made you feel like you will not be able to have a child. God say, I curse that fear. I curse that fear. I break that report. I release my hand upon you now. Be touched. 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 By the Spirit of the living God. The Lord says, I'll put my fire on you. Look at me, Gina. He said, I'll put my fire upon you. I'll put my fire upon you. And I'm seeing the Lord judging witchcraft. Judging witchcraft. Witchcraft that has fought your family. Witchcraft that has fought marriages. I see the Lord breaking it. Breaking it. Breaking it. Right now. Let her go. Let the planting of the enemy be uprooted. Right now. Right now. Right now. By fire. By fire. I judge the priest. I judge the altar. And I command liberty. I command liberty. I command liberty. And within now and the next 3 months, you are going to see what the Lord will do. There is a high priest in your family that is going down. There is a high priest that is going down. A relative of yours that is going down. The Lord says your family will walk in liberty. It is done by the hand of the Lord. It is done by the hand of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just reverence him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. We honor your name. We honor your name. We honor your name. Oh, we love you. There is a young man I see to my right. You are going to feel fire burning, burning. You will not be able to handle it. Fire. I see the fire rising from your stomach, rising up your chest, rising, 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 rising. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, glory to your holy name. 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 Can I pray for you? Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you want to come? Do you want to come? Jesus. 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 I see the Lord put fire upon your life. Fire upon your life. I see the Lord has been calling you to a new place of intercession. And the Lord says, I'm bringing you out of the distraction. I'm bringing you out of the distraction. And I'm putting oil upon you. I'm putting fire upon you. God says he will use you even in prophetic intercession. He said you will become an instrument that will bear deliverance for your family. He said by you, many, even in your family and beyond, shall begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And I looked in the spirit and I saw you in the U.S. And I saw you praying with certain people. And I saw the strong hand of the Lord. The strong hand of the Lord. I don't know what you have to do with the U.S., but I'm seeing a season of your life and instructions that are going to come from the Lord to you suddenly. And the Lord says, you will work for me. The Lord says, you will be an instrument in my hand. you will raise many people. And I see the wind of God, and God says it shall not just be Nigeria or the US, but I'm seeing the Lord doing something with you around Europe. Around Europe. Look at me, my sister. Look at me. What do you have to do with the US? You were born there. You were born there. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. There is going to be a sound from the Lord, and a season will open. A season will open. I see the Lord using you mightily, 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 mightily. And the Lord says, what is taking you through is a season of preparation. It's a season of preparation, because the hand of God is upon you. Right now, you are feeling like waves. His waves and his billows passing through your body. His waves and his billows passing through your body. God says there is an anointing. There is an anointing for finances. There is an anointing for finances. And I see you. I see you on islands. I see you on islands. I don't know where, but I see you on islands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at me, my sister. Grace is poured upon you. Grace is poured upon you. Just look at me. You feel your eye is burning. Your eye is burning. The Lord says, as a sign that he gives you, he's going to touch your physical eyes. He's going to touch your physical eyes. He's bringing healing, healing fire upon your physical eyes. For this shall be a sign to you this day that even your spiritual eyes is being opened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give him glory. Oh, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. I don't know who the Michael is, but I see the hand of the Lord upon Michael. And the Lord says, I prepared you for the field. I prepare you for the field. I prepare you for the field. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you. Hey. Hey, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The fourth person on this row, look at me. The lady, the fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4 on the row. Raise your hand. God is pouring grace upon you. And I'm seeing the Lord doing an internal work, an internal work. Right now, I see a fire run through your body, a fire run through your body. And I see something that the enemy has planted from your body being removed. Take! Take! Jesus. 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 I see around the liver region, down, 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 down. God is uprooting it. He's uprooting it. He's uprooting it. He's uprooting it by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Bring her. By fire, by fire, by fire. I don't know, but I heard the word Julie. I don't know who Julie is, whether you are in this place, whether you're online, but Julie is asking the Lord for a child. Julie is asking the Lord for a child. I don't know if there's that Julie here, or you're online, just let the media people know. I heard the name Julie, and the Lord says, I'm giving Julie a child. I'm giving Julie a child. I'm giving Julie a child. If Julie is here, just let me know. Father, thank you for a shift in her life. Thank you for a shift. Come. The blood just dry off. You know, I didn't want to say that openly, but I looked at her and I just saw blood flowing. I just saw, the Lord said he has healed the blood. As you see, she's been passing out blood, stooling blood. I just saw the blood dry up now. Now. The blood has dried off. It's a demonic arrow. They've actually been drawing your blood on in a vessel I see in Covon. In Covon. In Covon. The Lord says the blood dries up. Now! You are delivered. The snare of the foiler is broken. And your soul is escaped like a child. Is Julie here? Huh? Your sister is Julie and she's been looking for a child. Your sister is Julie. She's trusting God for a child. Your auntie is Julie, is trusting God for a child. This is prophetic deliverance God wants to do. Because God can go past the people who are here. He said, pray for Julie. Julie's been looking for a child. I'm seeing a marriage that is about 10 years. About 10 years. I'm seeing like 9 years. 9 years and some months. Is that the same with you? She's been married for 9 years and some months. Almost 9 years. She's been married, if you check, she's been married for over 9 years and 5 months plus. Almost 10 years. Father, right now, I decree by your mercy, we stand as the ecclesia of God. I would decree for your auntie, we decree for your sister, we speak for Julie as you have spoken to me. Julie, conceive now. Julie, conceive now. Let your womb receive children. And according to the times of life, bring forth your children now. Julie is bringing forth her children. Julie is bringing forth her children. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is done. Go tell Julie. Go tell Julie that it's time. By this time, next year, by the word of the Lord, the Julies have their children. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I see a Maria that the Lord is healing of an infection. Infection that has to do with your body, your blood. Infection. If there's Maria, there's an infection. He speaks to me about this Maria. He's healing Maria of infection. Of infection. If you're here, just wave your hands. The hand of the Lord reaches to you. The hand of the Lord reaches to Maria. It reaches to Maria. It reaches to Maria. You are healed right now. Maria, are you Maria? The Maria that I see, there's a disease with the blood. And the Lord said, I want to heal Maria of this blood disease. Are you Maria? You have blood disease? Huh? Then you are not the one. The Maria the Lord spoke to me about. He said he's healing Maria of blood disease. Of blood disease. Of blood disease. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. I declare a healing. I declare deliverance. Deliverance for Maria. Deliverance for Maria. Deliverance. Jesus. 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 Because of our time, let me just share a few things that the Lord showed me about different parts of the world. If I just go on ministering like this, I may not be able to share that. Okay, please sit down. Please sit down. I can still minister to a few people. But please sit down. The Lord spoke to me about different parts of the earth. And he spoke to me about a season to watch out for. He said there's going to be a brief moment of unrest. A brief moment of unrest. And I saw the U.S. And the Lord even showed me, I saw a city. As a matter of fact, I had this vision about 3 years ago. And the Lord would not allow me to say that. And as we came to the close of the year, he began to speak to me again. And I was praying one day, he showed me California. I know we have brethren in California. And the Lord said, pray for California. Tell the watchman to watch over the walls of California and the environs. And he spoke to me by Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. He said, pray against a devastating earthquake. He said, pray. Pray against it. Pray against it. Pray against it. Because I saw a cloud of darkness come over the city. And the Lord says, pray against it. Pray against it. Why would the Lord speak about U.S.? Yes, he speaks about Nigeria. Because there are nations that
They are like sign nations. That whatever happened in those nations have the tendency, the capacity to affect other nations. They say, pray against the sons of the Arabians coming against US. I saw an act of terror. He said, pray. He said, pray. Let the watchmen pray. He said, pray. Speak again over New York. Speak again over cities. You know, when we say these things, it's a prophetic weekend, so we're giving perspective from different lights. So while God speaks to the church, he's so gracious and merciful, so that the nations will also know the things that are on his heart to bring their safety. So pray for the nation. You know, I called Papa last year, and I was saying, I think it was in the month of August I came to Makurdi. And when I checked into the hotel room and I sat down, just closed my eyes to pray, and the Lord gave me a vision about the United Kingdom. And I saw the present PM. And the Lord said, there's a season of shaking that is coming. And I could see highlights. I saw that he was standing before the object. Let me not go into that detail. Well, I saw him praying. The religion that he belongs to. The Lord said, there's a scandal that is coming. There's a shaking that is coming. And I looked and I saw protest. I don't know in what shape. There are things, because this is public, there are other details I'll not give. He gave me the nature of the scandal, but I'll not say it because this is public. And the Lord said, pray. And the Lord said, pray. Because that season is going to be a window for the saints of God. Say, pray. There's a window that is opening for the saints of God. There is a window that is opening. The season that these things happen. You know, from the close of 2022 into 2023, the Lord began to speak and said, watch and see what will begin to happen over the Francophone countries. And even I began to say that, I think the last prophetic verses, about the Francophone countries, the shakings that will take place, the revolts that will take place. And the Lord in that season, while lighting Russia, he said, Russia will be like a wounded bear that will not be tamed. And when we saw that it happened for some of the nations, we saw, I think it should be Burkina Faso, we saw Niger. And the moment Niger happened, the Lord spoke in July, I think August, in August, he told me, says, set your eyes on Gabon. Set your eyes on Guinea-Bissau. And set your eyes on Cameroon. And in less than 14 days, we saw the one that happened in Gabon. And as I entered the year, the Lord reminded me, he said, set your eyes. There's going to be a ripple effect. And he said, watch. I had a dream, and it was like I was sharing tracts around the boundary of Niger and Mali. And I saw militias, and I saw like a military group that I could recognize from Europe. And the Lord says, watch, set your eyes around this border area. He says, something is going to happen here, and you will see it in the media. I just said I saw people in military, you know, uniform. And the Lord says, something is going to happen. There's an unrest that you will see in the media. You see, when the Lord says this, he puts a burden upon us to pray. Because he said, the season that we have come into, I see the Lord raising warrior watchmen in the body of Christ. Warrior watchmen. People that he will begin to train in priesthood over families, over clans, over territories. There is a new level of insight that God is giving so that watchmen over territory will pray. You see, the Lord had been warning us last year when the recent attacks happened in my state, in Plateau State, from December. For 3 days, I just found out I lost my appetite. And I was asking the Lord, I said, this prayer that we have been praying, you told us to pray. What is happening? When will you give us victory? And the Lord began to say, study the life of Samuel. Study 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Study how Samuel raised an altar for the territory. He said, this will be a template for my people in this season. And he would teach people, he would teach believers, he would teach us how to hold our territory, how to liberate our territory from the hold of darkness. He said, study the book of Samuel. Study Samuel. He said, for I will open the books of the wars of the Lord for my people. He said, because these decades will be marked with wars across nations. He said, one of the things that I'm doing in this season is that I'm opening the books of the wars of the Lord for my people. The book of the war of the wars of the Lord. So some of you will leave this conference. And in your moment of prayer and fellowship, God will open your spirit. He will give you insight about how to bring deliverance to your family. He will show you things. He will open to you light. You will see the works of darkness. And you'll be given the revelation, the mysteries of God that it takes to deal with the works of darkness. Oh, Father, thank you. 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 You know, I had a dream and I saw several people. I saw some faces I could recognize in our camp, in our congregation, and some people in the body of Christ. I saw there's a kind of armored, it looks like an armored car. I saw ministers, believers entering. It was like a war scene. And they were entering like an armored car. But I look and I realize that even though it was a car, there were doors that people could enter. But the car has the form of an eagle. The car looks like an eagle. I've never seen that kind of vision. And he has door and people were opening and entering. And suddenly, I could see it was a car that could move on the ground. But was also an eagle that could soar into the air. And the Lord began to say, he's bringing sophisticated technologies from heaven for the church to be able to fight the wars of the Lord in this season. He's bringing sophisticated technologies from heaven for the church so that we can fight the wars of the Lord. You see, this is one. I had a vision where the Lord showed me, say, watch for the alliance of Russia. The bear. Say, watch for the dragon. China. He said, set your eyes on Persia. So I knew what he was saying. Say, watch over Korea. I don't know specifically when, but I'm seeing something that will happen in less than 3 years. I'm seeing nuclear weapon being tested, and they will have story. They will say it was a hazard. They will say it was an error. But nuclear weapon will be tested. You know, people have been reading, watching news, all kinds of things have been said. Within now the next 3 years, you're going to watch nuclear weapon will be tested somewhere on the earth. It will be a small range one. It will take thousands of people. But they will say it is an error, and certain nations will defend them. And they will say it's more like an experimental whatever that led to that. But it will be a test. And I saw in that vision, I saw like thousands of people suffocating, jerking, and going. You see, for many years, the Lord will give me prophetic insight. And when I go to our congregation in Jos, and I want to share it, when I go there, the Lord will say, no, keep it. He will allow me to share some. For years, he will say, keep it. Because the Lord shows me, he said, in the days to come, you will write a book. It will be like the book of the written judgment of God. He told me, he said, you will write a book. It will be about prophecies of nations. Can we just bless the Lord and thank him? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Father, we honor you. We bless you. We give you glory and praise. We honor you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think at this point we should pray. Let's just lift up a cry. I tried to pray and I see all my ribs. My body is tired. Can we just say, Lord, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Son of God. And let your name be praised. Can we say, Lord, arise as a man of war. Arise over Benue State. Arise over Nigeria. Arise over the nations of the earth. Arise and let your enemies be scattered. Arise in your wrath and in your fierceness. Arise as the Lord of hosts. 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 Lord says, pray. Pray. Just play the sound. Pray. I saw as famine come. I saw like a storehouse of food. As a storehouse of food. As we entered the year, the Lord began to speak to me about raising a storehouse of food. A storehouse of food. I don't know, but if you are into agriculture and you farm, save, store food like Joseph. Store food like Joseph. I had a bountiful harvest on my farm this year. And the Lord began to speak to me. He said, store food. Store food. The reason why I said that, it's because as I said, arise, O God. I saw like a storehouse and I saw people gathering. And I saw like mama stood. And I saw they were serving people food. I saw tubers of yam was given. I saw grains was given. And the Lord says, store food. I'm not just talking about spiritual food. I'm also talking about the vision I saw is a physical one. There could be spiritual connotation. But the Lord says, store food. Let's just pray and call on his name. Thank you, Daddy.